found out about Jim and if he spoke to you guys?
Found out, you know, just this morning. Obviously, anytime something like that happens, it's disappointing and tough. You know, a guy that you worked really closely with for 4 years, and you know the amount of work that he put in, and like the kind of person he was. It's tough, you know, to have it in that way.
Have you spoken to him?
Not yet. Nope.
How much did he attribute to your growth the last few years?
Oh, he's been great. You know, I mean, he's as level-headed a guy as I've ever been around. You know, understands the position of quarterback really well, and was great for me and great for, you know, a lot of guys on offense just to bounce ideas off of. So, you know, I have a ton of respect for him, just the way he carried himself, the way he coached us, the way he treated everybody. You know, he's a great guy and a great coach.
You talked about Jim Bob's role in your development a little bit the other day. How important is it for this organization to keep him around and possible?
You know, Jim Bob and I have a great relationship, and, you know, ever since he's, you know, had the opportunity to take the reins, this offense has moved in the right direction, in my opinion. I feel like I'm playing some of the best football in my career. So I would love that, you know, have the opportunity to keep working with him. You know, he's been good for us and you know, good for me.
To what extent?
How much responsibility do you feel for kind of what happened?
I think as players, we have a, you know, a big part in it. Obviously, we're the ones out there making the plays or not making the plays. So, you know, close here or there to, you know, getting into the playoffs. And once the playoffs happen, you know, anything can happen. But our goal is to win the Super Bowl, and it is every year. So when we don't accomplish that, it's, you know, it's disappointing.
To what extent would you like to have a role in kind of the new coaching search or have any input, say so? I've got to imagine that you would be one of the players they would talk to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll see. You know, haven't been a part of a head coaching search with this front office before, so. You know, obviously got to sit down and talk to some of the guys last time. Appreciated that opportunity. Don't know if it'll happen again. If it does, you know, if they're wanting to make it available to me, I'd absolutely be, you know, all for it. But, you know, I know it's going to be their decision, and you know, we'll go from there.
What would you like to see in the next week? Just any attributes?
That's not for me. That's not for me to, you know, decide and look into. I'm, you know, a player on this team first. So, you know, whoever the new guy is, you know, we'll go from there.
What does this offseason entail for you? Matthew, do you plan to go out to California again, or have you thought about
it? I haven't thought about all that. You know, kind of a lot on my plate at the moment.
Matthew, this is now going to be your third head coach. How much pressure do you feel that you have to get this right on the field this time? Otherwise, if there is another change, you might be out of here too.
It's a team game, man. You know, everybody's got to be better, including myself. So we'll look at it that way and go from there.
Matthew, the offensive line. Over here.
Not to have another older offense and another older scheme.
I think continuity is important in this league to a certain extent, and I voiced my opinions earlier just a second ago on you know, our guys on the offensive staff. I think they do a good job. I think our offense is going in the right direction. I think our, you know, team is close. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
There was a change on the offensive line, obviously, as well with the coach. What do you think that unit needs to
You know, I think that's probably a question better suited for some of those guys. You know, I wasn't in their closed-door meetings as a group. You know, I'm in the quarterback meetings, so I don't know all that kind of stuff. I appreciate the effort that, you know, Ron Prince and those guys, you know, put into this. Tough job. A lot of people working extremely hard to get it done, and we didn't get it done, so that's the nuts and bolts of it.
You said multiple times that the offense is moving in the right direction. How much would having just a more consistent running game help you guys take it to that next level?
You know, I think the ability to be a little bit more balanced, you know, would help us. You know, it's tough to, you know, we just got to find ways to be better, you know, run the football. And even if that's just, you know, efficiency, it doesn't mean that we're going to hand it off 40 times a game and try to rush for 200 yards a game. You know, that's may not be the solution, but, you know, just got to find a way to be a little bit better. It's everybody involved, included, you know, myself included, do a better job of getting us in the correct runs and you know, all that kind of stuff. It's run the football is a all 11 thing on offense, and you know, we can definitely, you know, be better.
Off the field, did Jim Covell change you as a person?
You know, I think you know, myself included, he provided a great example for guys. You know, I think a lot of guys in this locker room, we have a lot of young guys on this team, and came into the NFL probably not knowing, hey, what's this all about? And for their, you know, first taste as a head coach to be a guy as, you know, as, as good of a person as Coach Caldwell was, I mean, I think it's a great, you know, a treat for those guys. I mean, to come in there and have a coach that cares about, you know, his players as much as Coach Caldwell did, and you know, set as good an example as he did, not only on the field but off the field, is you know, a huge positive for a lot of young guys' careers.
What do you think?
A couple more for Matthew.
The lasting impact of his coaching would be on you as a player.
Man, there's so many things. You know, I spent a lot of time with him, and you know, I don't know. I just think, you know, his demeanor, you know, as calm as he was, I think had a lot of, you know, impact in how we played. And no matter what the situation of the game was, no matter what the situation of the season was, we went out there and attacked our job and tried to do the best we could. And that's what he preached daily, you know. I mean, you can't worry about all the other stuff. Got to go out there you know, no matter what the situation is, go out there and play. And you know, I think we did that.
Particularly those fourth quarter comeback situations. I mean, you had some before he came here, but it seemed like it took another level. That was, you feel, reflective of his coaching
style. Yeah, and you know, were situations that we practiced over and over and over and over and over again. And you know, they showed up in games, and we executed. And you know, you look at a lot of teams and a lot of games in the NFL, they're decided over those situations, and some teams execute them well and some teams don't. And you know, for the most part, I think we did a pretty darn good job at those, and he had a lot to do with that.
Do you wish you could have been in your 10th season? I'm not calling you old, but you'll be entering your 10th season.
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you start to feel the clock ticking, like the organization has to get it right this time if you guys are going to have success with you at the helm?
You know, I feel... You know, physically, I feel fine. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot of years of football left in me and playing at a high level. My goal every year is to help lead this team to, you know, into the playoffs and make a run of the Super Bowl. And that's not going to change, you know, until the day I hang the cleats up.
You said you guys are close. Do you feel like this is the closest you've ever been?
Golly, you're putting me on the spot to think back a long ways. I don't know. You know, I think we've got a lot of talented players. I think we've got a lot of talented coaches. And you know, we were close in some aspects this year, so we'll see. I mean, turnover in the NFL is every year, it's huge. You know, we're going to have new players through free agency, through the draft. Obviously, going to have a new head coach, so let you know at a later date.
I'll ask you this way: is it a different vibe than it has been different seasons, where you walk away and go, "Oh my God, we got a lot of really."
Yeah, no, I think we have a lot of young talent. I think you know, we have some guys that you know, can make impacts on game, and that's. You know, a huge positive for us.
All
there's
right.
One particular thing.
Last question.
You learned from Coach Caldwell that you can take with you the rest of your career. What would it be?
Man, a bunch of stuff. I think just, you know, how to carry yourself. I mean, he stood up in front of you guys daily, and I think he carried himself in a great manner. He was who he was, and he was that way with us. You know, he was honest, you know, from day one to the last day he was here. So we appreciated him, loved playing for him, and you know, we'll see you the next guys.
All right, thank you.